welcome to a special edition of Hashtag Girls the Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Danielle Victoria, but we have something very special today. I have a co-host, one of the most popular people in the city, Prince Ivy.
What's good in the hood?
I only get better, I only make moves, and I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues. I'm too bright for that hue.
Hashtag goals.
What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
Prince Ivy here. Y'all can see me on all platforms. Just all platforms, Google, Spotify. Everywhere, got it.
We're gonna let you plug yourself at the end.
Everything.
We got you.
All platforms, TLE. That's all I gotta say. TLE.
But more importantly, today we're first interviewing Meredith Thomas.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day in San Antonio.
It's a beautiful day.
Maybe I'll paint it.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a new up-and-coming artist here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I enjoy abstract art with a religious theme usually.
Mm-hmm.
My prices are negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I am selling in Bobalicious here on the northwest side. And if you see anything you like and you think maybe it could be knocked down a little bit, I'm willing to work with you usually. My number is 210-363-4003. And painting is my passion. I love movement in my art, and I'm never gonna stop. So eventually you'll see something that you like.
And look, she ain't lying, because I seen one that I like. It's the one back there. What's the name of the trees?
The trees, I call that Sunset Mood.
Well, that's the livest one I seen. So
Prince Ivy might buy that one.
I might buy it.
We can negotiate. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Always up for negotiations. That's
good, because that's how you expand your business, really.
Yes, I'm starting out. That's the way to go.
Yeah. So are you self-taught, or did you go to art school?
I just remember a few things from high school art, and then I forgot everything. And then one day I just get images in my head. I almost have like a photographic memory. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, I want to paint an abstract form, for instance, of the divine mercy of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that's one of my works. Yeah. And it's not just Jesus. Well, I do have one of Jesus standing there, but
mm-hmm.
I just like bits. I focus on bits and pieces. I like a lot of color in my work.
Mm-hmm.
My colors are usually bright.
Yeah.
And if you have special requests for paintings, if you like abstract art, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. See if I can please you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. When I was in high school, too, I can relate. I took Art 1 and Art 2.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I'm in college, I took Art Appreciation. But I do remember we taking, like, doing abstracts and making clay sculptures and stuff like that. So I understand. Also, you said bright colors, right?
Yes.
So, like, you use what, primary colors?
A lot of primary colors, but I like to mix. And I'm just now learning to really mix. Like, for instance, orange and black, you get a nice shade of brown. I'm just experimenting really with colors, and I'm liking what I'm coming up with. I like different shades of blue. You got a blue background, maybe the lady's wearing blue, but it's a dark kind of silky looking blue.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm learning still, and I think artists always learn.
Oh, yeah.
Always learn.
It's always like a progression of growth.
And the more I do it, the better it's going to get.
Okay. It's already good. It looks good. Some stuff I see is really good. I
appreciate that.
So have you always been interested in art, or when did you like really just decide to like dive into it?
After high school, really after college,
mm-hmm.
I was like a storm. And it was just a way to express myself. I'm very sensitive. I like poetry. I like to write. I like to create characters. And I was always quiet, so I expressed myself in art. And then things happened in life, different jobs, different situations. And I put my passion aside. But this year in 2019, it's like I've been born again. And I just, I can't stop. Like, every day I'm thinking, oh, that would be a great painting. And I'm just going to keep on going with what I have and try to improve it.
So what made you
want to,
sorry guys, we're in a boba shop.
Yeah. I know. And up and hear the side effects, and now they're trying to sell.
That was a glacier falling.
I know, they're like, oh my God, it just seems to fall off of a bridge. So what made you want to incorporate Christ into your art, and tell us about your journey in becoming a believer?
Good question.
Very good question. It's because I feel like I owe everything to Him, and I feel like I owe, amen. Like when I start to paint, I say, God help me.
Yeah.
Because I need you to guide me, guide my hand, help me prompt my thoughts into what colors are going to express what you want me to express.
Yeah.
Like in Desert Piety, you know, give me the colors. People seem to like the colors in that picture. I've got a strong walk with the Lord. I'm humble about it though, knowing that hey, I'm not a perfect person. I'm just like anybody else. And I want to be close to Him, and I want to share it because I feel like every God-given talent, whether you're a musician, whether you're an author, everything is from God. He gives it. He's the ultimate creator.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what paintings He has in heaven.
No, really. I'm trying to
beautiful.
See
I think it's really cool because I think that in a lot more churches, we have like ministries like theater and stuff like that, but I think the art is very therapeutic, whether it be poetry or, you know, music, you know, rapping or things like that. I think that more churches should have art programs for children or even adults too. It's just a good outlet.
It is.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And you know, not everybody's that's been talented is gone. At first I thought, oh, I got to save up money to go to art school. And then I saw myself in that situation where I met a lady who would give lessons, and I thought, I'm pretty much going to be trying to copy her style. And I'm not going to throw my money that way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just going to be me and see how it works out. And if I never, ever sell a painting, that's okay because this is...
Oh, you're going to sell some. You got to put it in the atmosphere.
I just got to put it in the right places and...
And what you just said, that makes me think, and, you know, same thing when you make music, too. Everything's painting, music, like you said, everything's in different forms of, you know, very therapeutic, and which is true. You know, even what you said, you know, you don't want to invest in a lady because you're copying her, you'll end up copying with her. That's exactly what it is when you're making music, when you're paying an engineer, you know, because you're paying for his vision and what he wants to, and that's not what you want to do ideally. So I understand what you're coming from. So that's why even for me or even us, we take time to do it ourselves, you know, do it your way, you know, because the way makes you comfortable.
Right. And, I mean, you get inspired, but you know, we all have our own voice. That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Amen.
And it is going to sell though, because like I said, as long as you be humble, keep spreading around,
absolutely.
Making good pictures, I'm telling you, the Lord will shape it for you.
That's what I'm wanting.
No, you'll get there. I think it's awesome. I think you have a great message. So you talked about being Christ-centered. Was there something particular in your life that happened that kind of led you to, you know, really just when you sit down, like, you know, you give all glory to God, you edify God all the time. Was there like a big moment in your life that something happened?
Absolutely. I had kept God in the distance for a while. I always knew right from wrong. I had a good upbringing. I always went to church and all that. But when my back was up against the wall, when, you know, I had personal catastrophes involving people, and I went through the period of God, where are you? And being angry with God. And then you get to the point where you realize if you have the love of Him in you at all, you're like, I got to snap out of this anger. It's getting me nowhere. And I just cried out to Him. And then I started to see myself change. I began to love people instead of being afraid of everyone. I began to want to express myself instead of being closed off all the time. And God saved me. He taught me. I'm avoiding unhealthy relationships,
that's
connecting
good.
With the right people. So I'm just saying, God, thank you for my life. Thank you for growing me. I want to stay humble and serve you. And if art is part of what you want, let's do it.
That's awesome. So do you think that part of it, like, you talk about growing up, you were kind of, like, quiet. Was it, like, a bit of, like, social anxiety? Or, like, what was it? You were just closed off? Or did you have any, like, type of traumatic thing happen to you? Or you're just a shy person?
I think it's a combination of both. But I did definitely have events that were ugly and that affected me and closed me off.
Yeah.
And then I think that's really mainly what it was, though. But
yeah,
a little bit of shyness, because I have a little bit of social anxiety. But
yeah, I do too. People may not think it, but I have anxiety in general. So.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that sometimes when people see, like, us as artists, they think, oh, these people are so outgoing and things like that. But now I don't know about Ivy, but I have anxiety. I really have to like pray to God about that too, because I mean, anxiety is not of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what about you, Ivy? Do you experience that sometimes?
Yeah, I'm a human being. But I just want to say, you know, whatever that issue that was that helped you get closer to God, I'm thankful that you went through that, because He puts people through that to get closer to Him. I understand what you're coming from, because, again, I relate, because, you know, I was in that zone too, frustrated, angry, like, I'm trying everything I possibly can. Why is this going wrong? Why no one's understanding? You know, I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? But I realized, like, what am I doing? It's, you know, I'm getting mad at my God, who's been helping me through everything. Yeah. So why would I? And the minute I realized that, like, it's just, I guess I was a real big breakthrough in my relationship, you know, with the Lord. And I noticed things that you noticed, like my relationships got better, I start getting better friends, I start getting connected more with my music and knowing what I want to do and where I want to go and, you know, just where I want to be and where exactly. where he wants me to be.
I feel like the process of being a Christian, I mean, being a Christian is hard. Let's be real.
It's hard. People persecute us so much, they call us hypocrites.
And I feel like the closer you want to get to the Lord, you're going to get broken.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna get broken.
If you ask God to get close to Him, He's gonna bring you closer. Yeah. But you're gonna have to go through.
And you are, it's like dying something. To yourself. Oh, that hurts.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
Yeah.
So, but God don't put anything on your shoulders that you can't bear. You know, that's in the Bible.
There.
So.
Amen.
So that's one thing I really. That motivates me and helps me be even more stronger than the common person, because He put these things. If I throw it on someone else that I know that can't even handle, I know they'll break. But me, I'm strong enough, smart enough, and wise enough to handle whatever situation I'm going through. So
that's right.
I feel like that you be going through that too. So I completely understand.
Absolutely.
So at this point in your life, if you were talking to a younger you or somebody like us, you know, what's a key point of advice you would give them, like, after you've been through the struggle and, like, you're coming out like a butterfly right now, like, what's good advice you would give to some of the younger people who are maybe going through the same stuff that you've gone through?
My advice is, there are a lot of ideas out there. You're going to come across a lot of people that are going to try to tell you how to live. Listen to the wise, to the people that you can really trust. Listen to your parents, listen to, you know, your preacher, but don't try to force a passion. Never try to force a passion, because it won't work. And God will spark it. He'll spark it, and what you do is you approach it with humility, because He's the one that's going to make the painting pretty in the end.
Yeah.
So that's why He works through the fingertips.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think we're looking at a very pretty painting right
now.
You are an amazing artist. I love your work, and it's been so fun talking to you. Tell everybody again where they can find you. Give them the number again, maybe your social media if they want to contact you.
Sure. I don't really have a Facebook page now, because I got tired of Facebook. I think I'll create a Facebook page now.
Do a business one.
You don't got to worry about personal, just a business one.
I'll do that. I'll try to set up at places like Bobalicious here. I can't say that enough, because Alex, the owner, has been so kind to me. So you can find my works at Bobalicious for the time being. Mm-hmm. I'll try to find other places to sell, but really you can just contact me at 210-363-4003. If you want my email, it's MeredithMorin@yahoo.com, and that's MeredithLauren@yahoo.com. I think it's wise to always spell it out.
I've been doing podcasts for almost like 2 or 3 years now. I always like mess up my Instagram.
There's like 80 different like ways apparently to spell my name, and I didn't know that.
So, yeah. I spelled your name. I think it was wrong on here.
Yeah, she can't spell her name.
All right, Miss Meredith, thank you so much for sitting down with me and Prince Ivy. We're here at
Bobalicious.
So come out, check us out.
And check her out. Check her out for real. She's a good person, good genuine person. Mm-hmm. Lord, buying citizen person. And I just want to tell you personally that just thank you. I want to thank the Lord for making you and being here. Just another good person that can flock with us.
Yeah,
and I'm glad I met royalty, Prince Ivy. I'm very humble.
We're all happy that we have the prince here.
You good.
It's been fun.
Well, thank you for being with us today. Prince Ivy, go ahead and drop all your details.
Find me at all platforms, like I said in the beginning, TLE. Google all platforms, and thank y'all again at Bubblicious, and follow me on Instagram too at Bubblicious_cafe. You dig?
All right,
guys. Bye, we'll see you later.
What's going on?
Well, that was real. Thank you, Miss Thomas.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the #Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be like addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.